This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. ومن يعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لسان يفقه قولي. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Welcome back. جزاكم الله خير for joining us. It's a Tuesday night program. It's 7 o'clock in the central part of the United States. It's day 9 of Shawwal. Subhanallah. Last Monday, the awaited guest, the honorable guest, left us. Subhanallah. In fact, actually last Sunday night. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And these are the days that we turn them over between people. So not that long when we're talking about the awaited guest. How are we going to be doing it? How are you ready? What did you prepare for it? And subhanallah, la ilahu, it's a blink of an eye. And every year it's the same. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Every year it's the same. Every year. Ramadan comes in and you say, oh, I have a whole month. And then I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then la ilaha illallah. Next thing is Allahu Akbar. Takbiratul Eid, as we say. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, announcing the Eid. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. The first thing I will say to everyone, what Sayyidina Ibrahim said, the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim, when he and his son were building the Kaaba. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, accept from us, taqabbal minna. Whatever we did, the little we did, or the a lot we did, the struggle we went through, the joy we had, the peace we felt, the beauty and the connection with the Quran, the beautiful salah, the struggle, the hunger, the lack of sleep, all taqabbal minna. Ya Allah, accept from us. And everybody needs to say ameen. Because we don't know. We know for sure Allah is all merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rahimun wadood. He's merciful, he's wadood, he's loving. He does things so we love him. So no way, subhanah, no way. That's all what we went through in Ramadan, the struggle. And he didn't accept. But still, if Sayyidina Ibrahim and his son building the Kaaba, the most honorable, beloved, the house of Allah, and they are doing it for Allah, they still said, Rabbana taqabbal minna. So the first thing after Ramadan is keep saying this. Ya Allah, accept from us. Even if it was a little. As the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf, when they came to him, when they came to the Aziz, when they came to Sayyidina Yusuf, and they said, وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَةٍ. And we came with a cheap things to sell. So even if, ya Allah, what I did was not my aspiration, not what I hoped, not what I planned, but Allah is Rahim, and Allah is Ghafoor, and Allah, the one good deed times 10. So ya Rabbi taqabbal minna. Number one, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka anta sami'ul alim. You hear and you know. You hear us asking for this dua, and asking for your love and mercy, and taqabbal minna. إنك أنت السميع العليم. السميع all hearing and العليم all knowing. You know we did our best. We tried. Maybe sometimes we failed. We were weak. But we tried. We did not underestimate Ramadan. I don't think so. Every Muslim, at least the one I met, everybody was looking for Ramadan. Doing their best. They had plans. I do this, I do that. whatever, small or big. تقبل منا يا الله. يا الله, accept from us. And then number two, وتوب علينا. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا الله, accept our repentance. What does that mean? Whatever I did, that definitely, يا الله, does not befit you. That definitely I could have done more. Definitely I promised I'll do more. يا الله, accepted and forgive me. This is what Sayyidina Ibrahim said with his son after they are built, as they are building the Kaaba. وتوب علينا, accept our repentance. Two meanings for Ramadan. In Ramadan, whatever shortcomings I did, ya Allah, please forgive me and accept my repentance. And whatever good deed I did that was not as good as I wanted it to be, whether it's my salah, whether it's my siyam, whether it's my sadaqah, my charity, whether it is whatever else good I did, I was hoping I'll do better. Ya Allah, tub alayya. The fact I do this, and I'm talking to Allah in this way, what do you think He will do? So the first state, I need to be you and me, us, all of you who are listening to me, and wherever you are, and welcome England, and welcome from Pakistan, and Malaysia, and Indonesia, and from Atlanta, and from St. Louis, whatever, it's all the biladullah, it's all the cities and towns of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all His earth. First thing my state will be, I'm going to keep begging Allah to accept from me. And I'm going to acknowledge I did not do my best, but I tried my best. And maybe I can do better later on. So that's number one. My hal, my state after Ramadan is my dua continue. My dua, my supplication continue. And the first thing I want from Allah is to accept. Ya Rabbi. And not only accept and reward me and forgive me. It's a love relationship. I always remind everybody and myself, number one, let's move our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a relationship of fear, and He's going to punish me, and I may go to the hellfire and all this, to a relationship of love. Of love. I love Him. I am doing this because I love Him. I want to please Him. I want to give Him. He deserves it, subhanAllah. So this is number one. Ya Allah, accept from me. Number two, in the dua, Ya Allah, and we, inshallah, I'm sure many of you have done that, is that not, do not make it the last Ramadan. Do not make it the last Ramadan, Ya Allah. عِدْهُ عَلَيْنَا أَيَّامًا عَدِيدًا وَأَزْمَانًا مَدِيدًا. Ya Allah, bring it back again and again, many years to come, and many times to come. Don't make it to the last one, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Ami. Three, which is the most important thing. Question everybody has to ask himself or herself, and myself, number one. Where am I now from the same person I was 10 days ago? I'm the same person. You are the same person. Wherever you live, whatever you do, a mother, a father, a daughter, parents, a single, many children, one child, I work, I don't work. I work very hard, long hours. The same person, nothing changed. Nothing changed. The same circumstances. When I, 10 days ago, a week from last Friday, a week from this last Saturday, where I was in my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, personal relationship, in my act of devotion, in my salah, in my siyam, in my tahajjud, night salah, in my relationship with the Quran, in my charity, in my feelings, where was I? And now, where am I? It's only 10 days. Only 10 days. Where am I? Or as we say, how are you doing after Ramadan? That's the question nobody has to ask anybody. Rather, me asking me. And you asking you, where are you? And one of the best ways I personally think is write down, what did you do in Ramadan? Let's say the last 10 nights on a regular basis. Everybody fasted, unless there is a reason you didn't fast. So there was fasting. And there was salah. There was extra prayers. There was salah on time. There was Quran. I was up all night, especially 27, 29, 25, 23rd. And the night they completed the Quran. I'm the same person, same circumstances, same everything. So the question, كيف حالك؟ كيف حالك? How are you after Ramadan? How are you? That's the first question everybody needs to ask. How are you after Ramadan? Now, third. So the first is dua and dua and dua and supplication. Supplication, ask Allah to accept. Second, a moment of reflection. A pause, a moment of thinking. Where am I after Ramadan? In my relationship with Allah, in my relationship with the Quran, in my relationship with the Salah, everything I was doing in Ramadan, where am I now? I was 100%, now I am zero. I was 100, I'm still 100, walillahi alhamd. So that everyone is different. But that's the analysis. You know, in real life, in this world, in medicine, when we have a case who was very complicated, tough, no complications, but it was near. Normally what we do something called debriefing, meaning after the case, the whole team comes in and says, how did we do with this emergency? Did we do well? Did we not do well? And why didn't we do well? Or how come we did well? Whatever it is. That's what we need now. Debriefing. Debriefing meaning, how did I do in Ramadan? And where am I now? Third, what did I learn from Ramadan? What did I learn from Ramadan? So all this hunger, or all these long nights of standing up, or all this reading the Quran, and all this struggle, and those all this lack of sleep, all what we went through, what did I learn? What did I get out of it? Not with Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Allah. I always say this. I am so grateful. Allah is my Lord. Because I know there is no injustice is going to happen to me. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Your Lord does not incur any injustice on anyone. But what is it me, with me? Me with dunya. What did I benefit from Ramadan for my life? What did I benefit from Ramadan for my life? So, I go again to what I did and where am I? Is Salat al-Fajr in the masjid is gone? Is the night Salah is gone? Is the reading at least one page of the Quran or one juz of the Quran is gone already? 10 days? Isn't it gone? Fasting at all? Nothing? No 6 of Shawwal? I didn't start? No Monday? No Thursday? I need to analyze. Or Alhamdulillah, I'm still not exactly like Ramadan, but I'm struggling. I'm doing. Reflection is the most important thing. Analyze. Debrief. How come I was able to get up at 3 o'clock and do the tahajjud? The answer is you always hear it from yourself and people say it, well, it's Ramadan. Okay. But Ramadan is a month. Ramadan is a month. It is me. And this is the answer should be. So I push the devil and my nafs to the side. If I can do it in Ramadan, I can do it now. If I can do it in Ramadan, meaning Allah helped me and facilitated for me in Ramadan, He's the same Allah. And He will facilitate and make it easy for me. As they always remind us, especially when I was studying, they always reminded us, the Lord of Ramadan, or Rabbu Ramadan, is the same Lord of Sha'ban, is the same Rabbu Sha'ban, or Rabbu Shawwal. Allah, the Lord, the God of Ramadan, is the same God of Shawwal. It's the same. He's there. So reflect. Analyze. Where am I? How's my situation right now? The quicker you do that, the easier to catch up. The quicker you do that, the easier you catch up. Because the longer we are regressing, the harder to move forward. So I was in the front line in Ramadan, in my relationship with Allah, with the Quran, with the Salah, with the fasting. And as the Eid comes in, I'm back. I'm in the fifth. I'm in the sixth. Now, if I catch up myself and I'm in the third row, and I'm going to say, hey, let's stop, let's move forward, it will be much easier. So definitely, definitely, let's do that. Reflect. Next, my hal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah An-Nahl, He said a verse. Nahl is the bees. It's at the end of Surah An-Nahl. Again, I don't recall the number of the ayah, but He said, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَ. It's a parable of the Quran. And He's saying to the believers, you and me, don't be like this woman who literally knit. She was knitting, working hard and beautiful. And then she comes in and then she undo it. Ankatha. You know, if you've ever knit and then you end up, and you always have to be careful at the end, because if you lose the thread, it will all open up. And Allah is saying, don't do like this woman. Worked very hard to do this. And then at one moment, she let it go, and then it went. لا تكون كالتي نقضت غزلها من بعد قوة أنكاثة. And then Allah is talking about تتخذون إيمانكم دخلا بينكم. I need to be vigilant. Whatever I collected in Ramadan, whatever I collected in Ramadan, I want to keep it. I knitted it. Allah helped me. I needed to stay. Don't let it go. You have to talk to yourself and absolutely talk to Allah to give you the strength. But talk to yourself. You did it. You were able to do it in Ramadan. Why not now? Why not now? So لا تكون كالتي نقضت غزلها. As I am thinking of my deeds in Ramadan, I need to be very grateful to Allah. The concept of shukr, gratefulness. Why is that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in Surah Ibrahim, in a very famous line, as Sayyidina Musa was talking to his people, and he said, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And your Lord had decreed, if you are grateful, I'll give you more. وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ, and if you are ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. My punishment of Allah is severe. What does this have to do with Ramadan? As I am reflecting and analyzing and looking at my deed, whatever I did, the first thing I should see, Ya Allah, lak alhamd. Ya Rabbi, lak alhamd. You helped me. You made it happen. I was able to be up for the tahajjud in the last 10 nights. I was able to do taraweeh. I was able to go to the mosque. I was able to do taraweeh in my house. I was able to fast in spite of all the challenges. I mean, people were working. Students were actually having exams. You made it, Ya Rabbi. You helped me to control my tongue. I was able not to say things to disobey Allah. I stopped smoking in Ramadan. People does magics in Ramadan. I need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Because if I am grateful to Allah, Ya Rabbi, لَكَ الْحَمْدِ, you made me do it, He will give me more. And what is the more? He will give me more of what He gave me in Ramadan. And I will not be like the one who untied or unwind her knitting. So the concept of shukr. Practically, what I need to do practically? What do I need to do so I am not like this woman who knit, and then she unwind? Concept of time. Time. If you look at Ramadan, one of the most beautiful things of, there's so many beauty of Ramadan. One of the most beautiful things in Ramadan is the concept of time, organized schedule. 8 or 7:30 or 6:30, wherever you are in the world. Maghrib was at that time. There was no food before that. There was no waste of time eating in that before that. And then when the food comes in, you are so vigilant about the time because there's something called Isha. And then I have to go to the masjid or I have to do my Taraweeh. Then you're so vigilant about, I need to take enough rest. So I can't sleep for 8 to 10 to 12 hours. Yeah, I need to measure my sleep because I need to get up for Fajr. Concept of time. My hal after Ramadan. I was so organized with my time in Ramadan. That's number one you have to take with you after Ramadan. Concept of shukr, concept of reflection, but the concept of time management, as they call it these days. Concept of time. Things that I did it in Ramadan and took me off dunya 5 minutes, I will do it 5 minutes after Ramadan. Breakfast, usually, sometimes for those people, meal in general. Let's say meal, because some people are not breakfast people, or some people are. Meal in Ramadan, in general, especially the morning one, we didn't spend hours, we didn't have time. Because Fajr, 10, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, that, and I was fine. I ate, alhamdulillah, I'm not hungry. That concept needs to continue with me. That's what I learned from Ramadan. I learned that my time for food, and I did it for 30 days, took 30 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever it took. Ramadan, after Ramadan, I'll do the same. I will do the same. Then I am not wasting time. One of the biggest problem we all face, please excuse me, is that we, things that needs to take 10 minutes, 20 minutes, we spend hours doing it. So I time myself. And I, one of the mind-blowing ideas for me in Ramadan is the time of iftar. And I'm sure you all have noticed this. Like we all have the iftar ready. We have the date, we have the water, whatever you are making your iftar. And we're looking at the watch. And it is, for example, let's say iftar was 7:30 and it's 7:29 and I didn't eat. I can eat this 1 minute. Who cares? La, it's not Maghrib yet. What did Ramadan taught me? The value of time and stick to the proper time. This needs to come with me. This needs absolutely to come with me. I can't say I have so much time. We didn't have that in Ramadan. We barely were catching the time in Ramadan. And that's what I need to do. Maybe less tense, not as intense as Ramadan, but it's not absolutely nothing like Ramadan. Nothing. As if Ramadan came and left and took everything else with him. No. Time. Don't waste our time. Don't waste your time. Time is one of the things Allah will ask us about. وَشَبَابُهُ أَوَ عُمْرُهُ فِيمَا أَفْنَاهُ As the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he's going to ask us, Allah, what did you do with the time I gave you? What did you do with the years I gave you? What did you do with the minutes I gave you and the days and the months? Time. Time yourself. And there is a reason, subhanallah, la ilahu. Another concept that, again, because of our busy life and running, we don't pay attention to it, is that salah has specific time. And the most beloved, one of the most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is salah on time. الصلاة لوقتها. Salah is on time. So time concept in Ramadan is the same time concept outside. Time what you do. Some of us, maybe all of you, have you timed how long Taraweeh took? I'm sure you all did. Wow, we have been standing in Salah for 2 hours, sometimes three, or even half an hour, which is impossible for me before Ramadan. Subhanallah. But I was able to do it in Ramadan. Tell yourself, you did it in Ramadan. You can do it after Ramadan. Don't unwind and untie what you knit in Ramadan. Practical point. Time, keep your salah long. Keep your salah longer than what's your norm before Ramadan. The 2 minute salah, the 5 minute salah, the salah, I don't know what I read, the salah, my brain was everywhere. And nobody can focus 100%. Ya Allah, make us. May Allah is capable of everything. But prolong your salah. Keep it longer. Which salah? And I can't say Fajr or Isha because everybody is different. Which salah of the day and night you are at your best energy? Do longer. And I specifically said longer, not only more, but longer. Because the longer I stand in front of Allah, it is hard for me. It's not easy. We're not used to it. I'm in Taraweeh because the Imam is reading and everybody is with me. So I get this energy. But when I am alone in the house, it's not always easy. It's not always easy. I need to do this. And I highly recommend, especially if you don't know a lot of the Quran, yani everybody is different. In the two rukaat extra you do, after Isha, after Maghrib, whatever, again, before Dhuhr, after Dhuhr, open the Quran and put specific amount of pages in front of you. In front of you and say, in each rukaat, I'm going to read one page. I'm going to read two pages, whatever you can, but definitely longer than what you normally do. And in Nafila, you can read from the Quran. So read something you don't normally read. What this will do to me? Remember, don't unwind. I want to do what I did in Ramadan to continue with me. Do it. I don't have an imam every day to do Taraweeh for me the whole year. That's not what Allah decreed and wanted. But He loved to see me standing long in Salah. And this is what I need to tell myself. If I was able to do it, if I was able to do it in Ramadan, I can. Pick one salah, minimum. If you can do more, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Some people, for them, Isha is the easiest one. And some of them, Isha is the hardest one. Again, it depends on your situation. So salah. Now, so everything we're going to do and don't. So time, don't waste it. And calculate your time. All the successful people, if you talk to them, and I'm talking about people successful in dunya, they tell you, number one, they are so organized and they are time conscious. Time conscious. That's what you need. Time conscious. Now I come to a deed I did, salah. On time, longer, if you live close to a masjid, absolutely make sure you go at least one. If you live close and you have the ability to go all of them, khairun ala khair. But keep the connection with the masjid. Keep the connection with the masjid. It is so painful. And sometimes I say to myself, what is Allah saying? When on the night of the 29th, when the khatma of the Quran, there was, it depends on the size of the masjid, 500 or 600 or thousands, millions in the haram, millions. And the next day, Isha Salah, first day of Eid, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. So you glorify Allah for what He guided you to do. And there is only one row. Where are they? What happened to them? They're the same people. It's the same me. It's the same you. Where did you go? Is the Lord of Ramadan disappeared, Hasha Subhana? Did he tell me don't do it anymore? No, it's the same Allah. I was not worshipping Ramadan. I was worshipping him, Subhana. And he's still there. As the famous line, Subhanallah, and just a reminder, when the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam died, you can imagine how painful this was to the Ummah, to the companions, to the people of Medina, to the Muslim nation and Ummah. And when people could not believe it, and when people rejected, including Sayyidina Umar, who was whoever going to say Muhammad mat, aqta'u unuqa, whomsoever will say Muhammad died, I'm going to chop his head. Now Sayyidina Abu Bakr came in, the faith. And he said the famous line, whomsoever was worshipping Muhammad, فإن محمد قد مات. Whomsoever was worshipping Muhammad, عليه الصلاة والسلام, Muhammad died. ومن كان يعبد الله, فإن الله حي لا يموت. And whomsoever worshipping Allah, Allah is ever living, حي, لا يموت, does not die. That's what I need to tell myself. The Lord, the Allah that I worshipped, I cried to it, I cried to him, I asked him, I begged him, he gave me. He's the same Allah of the first day of Eid and day 9 of Shawwal and Dhul Hijjah and December and November and the same. So who were you worshipping? Of course I was worshipping Allah. Then keep worshipping. Why did you stop? You don't need anything anymore? Nothing? All the du'as I asked him happened immediately? All the love and the covenants I said I'll do for you, Ya Allah, happened within 9 days? Allah's capable. Most probably not yet. Why did you stop? What happened? This is the question I have to ask myself. What happened? It's the days, it's the month, or it's the Lord? Subhana, Subhana. So the Lord, Allah, is the same Allah. Another concept. Reflect and see. In Ramadan, majority of people, the amount of sins they did, if they did, was way less than what they did before Ramadan. Before. And I talk to people and you will tell you, I was watching this. No, not in Ramadan, I don't do that. And not necessarily haram, but things that is superfluous, things that waste time. I was doing this before Ramadan, I stopped in Ramadan. Why? Wasting time, I could do more, I want to please Allah, then the same thing. Sins. Stay away, everybody, and myself, I'm talking to myself, number one. Stay away from the sins / close to sin, actions and circumstances, because we will get weak. And when we will get weak, we will fail. So anything that you stopped in Ramadan, keep. Don't do it. Allah is still there. This is how you keep talking to yourself. Allah is still there. The one I cried to, he's still there. The one I asked, he's still there. The one I fasted for, he's still there. The one I stood up for 3 hours doing my tahajjud, and I enjoyed every moment of it. He's still there. Stay away from circumstances. Stay away from conditions, from people who will pull you down. Who will pull you down, meaning they will pull you, when I say down, down to this life, away from him. Again, keep reminding yourself, if you were able to do it in Ramadan, he helped you. He's still there. And if he sees you and me want to be the same person of Ramadan, he will do it. But I need to take the first step. I need to take the first step. One of the most beautiful hadiths. And all the hadiths of Rasulullah sound beautiful. But this one is define and help me understand how do I come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what he said. Rasulullah, this is hadith Qudsi. And he said, part of the hadith, ما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضته عليه. Nothing will bring my servant close to me more than what I made obligation. Think of Ramadan. More than what I made obligation. This is the first thing. I need to stay connected with Allah. I need to stay to keep this relationship I had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First step. What obligations you did in Ramadan? Keep doing it. Fasting. Well, it's not an obligation. We'll come to the next. So I don't have to fast because it's not an obligation. But the salah on time, controlled my tongue, the charity, the zakah, all the obligation. The first thing Allah wants from me to keep the relationship with him, subhana, is what he told me do and don't. This is what I wanted to focus. The don't. Don't backbite. You didn't backbite in Ramadan. Don't backbite after that. It's the same Allah. And I want to keep the relationship. And that's something he doesn't like. That's a sin. And this is not something he loves. Then I want to feel. I want to continue to feel what I felt in the nights of Ramadan. The 27, the 15, whatever the night. What I want to feel when I was reading the Quran. Something changed in me. What was it? And that's the second part of the hadith. ولا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل. And my servant continued to get closer to me. How, Ya Allah? I did all the obligations. I did what you want me to do and I stayed away from what you don't want me to do. What else I need to do, Ya Allah? Ah, bin nawafil, the optional. See the word, optional, extras. I don't have to do it. It's optional. It's my choice. It's your choice. But do you want to get close to Allah? Do you want to get close to Allah? Listen to the rest of the hadith. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. Till that human being who keep doing the extras reach a point and look to the point. Till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person. And what is the sign? And by the way, the sign of loving Allah is not that he gives you everything you want or that he gives you all what's in this life and money and wealth and power and children. That's not a sign. Not necessarily. Could be, but not necessarily. So what is the sign, Ya Allah, that you love me? Ah, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُ. When I love him. Imagine this. Imagine the creator of this universe. With all these millions and billions of people, he looks at you and you say, Ya Muhammad, Ya Sara, Ya Fatima, whatever your name is, I love you. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And what is the sign? فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُ. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُ. When I love him, what is the sign? كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به. I become his hearing. كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به. And his eyesight. And in another version, ويده التي يبطش بها. And the hand that he uses. And the leg that he walks. And two signs. وإذا سألني لأعطينه. If I ask him, I will give him. If he ask me, the servant, ask me, I'll give him. وَلَئِنْ إِسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيدَنَّ. And if he or she seeks refuge in me, I'll give them the refuge. I'll give them the refuge. So what does it mean Allah becomes my hearing? I can't listen to disobedience. I can't. And عينه التي يبصر به. I can't look at haram. It's not that I want and I'm struggling. I just can't anymore. Because he's protecting me. Subhanah. And everything I do with my hand is what pleases him. And every place I go is what pleases him. How do I reach that? By the extras. This is what we did in Ramadan. This is what we did in Ramadan. Think of your you in Ramadan. Other than the fasting and the obligation 5-day salah, everything else we did is optional. Taraweeh is optional. Reading Quran is optional. The amount of reading Quran is optional. Extra salawat is optional. Charity is optional. Right? These are not obligatory act, but I did it. And I loved doing it. And I was enjoying it. I reached a point where I established the relationship with Allah. I can't say about myself, maybe you can, that I reached the point where Allah loved me. Ya Rabbi Ameen. I can't say it. But the point, I'm definitely closer, much closer to Him. For sure. What kept me going for 30 days starving? For 30 days up in the night? For 30 days minimum sleep? What kept me going? Because every struggle, subhanah, I am going through and putting it for Him. He brings me closer. And when He brings me closer, He makes me stronger. And He protects me. And there's so many ways of the hifdullah, protection of Allah. He removes the sins. He removes the possibility of me sinning away, make it more difficult. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. He makes me don't like it anymore. Don't like it anymore. It's like people who smoke. And when they stop smoking, and I ask my patients, it's like, what happened? He says, I don't like it anymore, Dr. Yunus. Ah. Then it's much easier. The extras, optional, what I need to keep doing after Ramadan, to bring Ramadan with me throughout the whole year. What did I do extra? What did I do in Ramadan? I fasted. Make sure you fast. Make sure you fast. Extra. من صام رمضان وأتبعه ستة من شوال كأنما صام الدهر كله, as he said عليه الصلاة والسلام. Whomsoever fasted Ramadan, followed by 6 days of Shawwal, as if he or she fasted the whole year. Why is that? 30 days of Ramadan plus 6, that's 36. Times 10, every good deed is times 10, 360. So number one, fasting. I have to say to Allah, Ya Rabbi, 3 days a month. Can I do more? Ya Allah, please make it easy. I want to be the same person before Ramadan. I'm sorry. I want to be the same person I was in Ramadan. That means I still need to do the same thing. So number one, fasting. 6 of Shawwal. You can make them one day after the other. You can divide them. You can make them Monday and Thursday. You choose. But make the resolve. And it's so interesting when I hear me saying, it's so difficult to fast. And then I have to respond to me and saying, you just finished 30 days. 3-0. When I speak to my non-Muslim friends, they cannot even comprehend the concept. What? 30 days? 14 hours? 16 hours? And no food? No drink? Nothing? I said, no. And if you listen to them, and I'm sure majority of you have heard this, I'll die. And I always laugh with my non-Muslim friends. And I was like, hey, I have been doing it since I was 10 years old. And here I am, I'm still alive. Alhamdulillah. So here I am. I was able to do it. 30 days. Can't I do 6? Don't underestimate your ability. This is how I will say to myself and to you. And Allah will help me. Make dua as you the dua as all you made in Ramadan. Ya Allah, make it easy. Ya Rabbi, please, just give me these 6 days. You gave me 30. Please give me six. What is six for Allah? Kun fayakun. Created the whole universe. 6 days, Ya Rabbi. Monday and Thursday. If you start Monday, this coming Monday, if you start this coming Thursday, you will do 6 days. Or you can do it continuous, one after, whatever it is. I'm going to do it only in the weekend because it's very difficult for me at work, or vice versa. I'll do it at work, weekend I can't. It doesn't matter. Turn to him and talk to yourself like you talk to your child. When your child says, I can't go tomorrow to school. And you say, yeah, you can. You've been going all year. What's happened tomorrow? Why tomorrow is different? So fasting. Remember, optional. Extras. I have to keep the extras. Otherwise, I'm going to go back to square one. That's the norm in everything. In exercise, if you keep exercising, you will keep the momentum and you will keep the fitness. You stop exercising and you go lower and lower and lower and lower. Salah, we talked about it. Longer. Keep the optional salah. Keep the optional salah. 2 rak'at before Fajr. 4 or 2 before Dhuhr. 2 or 4 after Dhuhr. It depends which one. 2 after Maghrib. 2 after Isha. هذه الرواتب, as they say. That's the one that he did it all the time, عليه الصلاة والسلام. Only when he was traveling, he didn't do it. And witr. We all, 30 days, stood up, put our hand, raised our hands up, and says, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, and we're crying, and the dua was 10 or 15 minutes, and we were enjoying it. I did it. Then I can do it. I can, because he will help me. It's not because I'm strong. La, he will help me because he knows I want to keep the relationship. I want to keep feeling what I felt in Ramadan. I want to be the same person who I am, who I was in Ramadan. I love me in Ramadan, if you want to say this word. I love how I carried myself, how I handled myself, how I dealt with the people around me. I want to continue and keep going, keep doing what you were doing in Ramadan. Extra salah. And put it non-negotiable. Don't you let yourself one time not do it. Because you will regress. You will regress. And exactly, Ya Asma, may Allah reward you. Yes, may Allah help us. I can do it. I always say this to Allah. Ya Allah, I can't do it alone. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. A human being is very weak. I can't do this, Ya Rabbi, unless illa yataghammadani Allah bi rahmati, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala engulf me with his rahmah. But I always say, and when Allah wants, he sees me struggling to get close to him and he leaves me, we do this to each other, but not him, subhanahu, not al-ra'uf, not al-raheem, not al-wadood. And yes, Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla, wa anta taj'al al-hazana sahla, إِذَا شِئْتَ سَهْلَ. That's the dua. I always do say it. Ya Allah, nothing is easy. But what you make easy. Nothing is easy. Except what you make easy. And you make sorrow. Easier. So here you go. Here you go. Take it with you what you did. Keep doing the charity. There is still poor people in Shawwal. The same poor people who were in Ramadan. Constant. Even $1, $1, £1, whatever is your currency. Don't belittle it. لا يحقرن أحدكم من المعروف شيئا. As the Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام said, don't belittle any good deed. Even if, and this is the hadith, that you will smile in the face of your sister or the brothers in the face of your brother. Keep doing the good deeds. The last but not the least, subhanAllah, the time is flying, is what you didn't do in Ramadan of sins, don't do it after Ramadan. Again, it's the same Allah and it's the same you. If you were able not to do it in Ramadan, you can do it. You can keep not doing it after Ramadan. You didn't watch this, You didn't have Netflix. You didn't do that. It doesn't matter. Then you still can do it. Keep the momentum. Keep the momentum in the house. Encourage your family to fast together. Let's renew Ramadan days. Monday, let's all get together, break the fast, remember, and then let's all go to the masjid for Isha. The same momentum. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in another hadith Qudsi, the meaning of, when he sees me walking to him, he comes running, subhana. And how does Allah comes running? It's when he makes the acts of worship easier for me. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. أسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك. Ya Allah, I ask you with every name that you named yourself, that you taught any of the your creation this name. You put it in your book or you kept it with the knowledge of unseen of yours. And this dua is اجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي. Make Quran the spring of my heart. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Because that was one of the key factors in Ramadan. The relationship with the Quran. Keep it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep it. وَجَلَاءَ أَهَمِّي. And the Quran is a mean to remove my worries and sorrow. وَذَهَابَ حَزَنِي. وَذَهَابَ حَزَنِي. Remove that. Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi, facilitate. Keep us strong. Ya Allah, keep us strong. Ya Allah, what you gave us in Ramadan, please keep giving it to us. Ya Allah, maybe we're not as grateful as what we should be, but innaka ghafurun rahim. You're all forgiving. You're all merciful. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. We are, inshallah, starting this coming Sunday and to continue the atmosphere of Ramadan and to continue the momentum. We're doing a 4 weeks course of purification of the heart. Subhanallah. And you have the information here. The link is here. And I think there is the registration, the early bird, alhamdulillah, the purified heart. The registration will end the early bird tonight. So if you are able, please join us. It will be online. It will be recorded also. And the recording will be, you can watch it anytime you want afterward. That's number one. Number two, next week, from next week, inshallah, we're going to have Walillah Alhamd, an on-site for this Tuesday night program. Will be in California, the Rahma Center in Lake Forest in California. It's a suburb of Orange County. So if you are there, we'd love to see you. And then what we are going to be doing for an 8 weeks, inshallah, and of course it will be online also, same. And the timing will be a little bit later. We'll put the flyer and we'll share it on our Jannah Institute website and on our mailing list. If you are not with us on the mailing list of Jannah Institute, please do. So you will get informed of all these things. It's an 8 weeks. 8 weeks course is about what are the obstacles in my path to Allah. What are these obstacles? And I chose eight of those obstacles that hinder my path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah reward you. Inshallah, we'll see you all next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fiikum.